Tongue Whiffy and the Pantomime, written by Kay Umansky and read by Prunella Scales.
Chapter 1, A Brilliant Idea.
No!
Shouted Grand Witch Sour Muddle, thumping the table with her clenched fist. No, 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 no!
We are not, positively, absolutely, definitely not, holding a coffee morning, do you hear? I hate coffee, and I detest mornings. All that sitting around with your little finger stuck out is not natural. Never, I say. Never, never, never.
She gave a final thump, folded her arms, and sat back, glaring. There was a short pause.
I take it that's a no, then, Grand Witch, asked Witch Grey Matter, who was secretary that night. Yes, said Sour Muddle emphatically. No. Yes, no, that is.
Grey Matter took up her pencil and scribbled through the last item on the list that lay before her.
Well, that's that, then, she said with a little sigh. We've been through all the suggestions. Jumble sale, barn dance, quiz night, craft fair, sponsored knit, paint your broomstick in a funny way day, swimming gala, flower show, coffee morning.
There fell another short silence. It's no good, said Witch Sludge Gooey finally. I just can't seem to get excited about any of them. It was the usual monthly coven meeting in Witchway Hall. 12 witches and their assorted familiars sat around the long table set centre stage. Outside, the chilly winds of autumn prowled around the place, rattling at the windows and whistling through every knothole. So far, the meeting hadn't gone well. The main item on the agenda was to think of a way in which they could boost the kitty. Christmas was fast approaching, and coven funds were horribly low. Besides, there's something about that in-betweeny time after Halloween and before the end of December that makes you want to fill it with, well, something.
Tea break time, I think, announced Sour Muddle to general relief. I've got brain ache. How are you doing with those sandwiches, Pong Whiffy? We're all starving out here. On me way, sang a cheerful voice from the backstage kitchen. My, have I got a feast for you!
There followed a loud yell, a resounding crash, and a lot of tinkling. There was a short pause, then the 13th witch advanced from stage left. A piece of ham stuck to the sleeve of her disreputable cardigan. Her boots were wet and steaming. She was holding a china handle, all that remained of the coven teapot. Perched on her hat was a small, grim-faced hamster in a tiny red jumper. He was attempting to wipe what appeared to be a large dollop of mustard from his front.
Oops, said Pong Whiffy sheepishly.
There were a lot of tuttings, black looks, and mutterings of typical.
I dropped the tray tripping over Hugo, explained Pong Whiffy. Blame him, it's all his fault. It's not, snapped the hamster on the hat, rubbing away crossly at his jumper. Of course it is. How was I supposed to know you were right under my feet? If you weren't such a little squirt, I'd have noticed you, wouldn't I? So I take it there's no sandwiches, then, interrupted Sour Muddle.
Afraid not, confessed Pong Whiffy.
There's a nice piece of ham here, fresh off my cardigan, if anybody would like to. No, I'll eat it myself, then.
Which she proceeded to do, with relish.
Sit down, Pong Whiffy, and don't say another word, ordered Sour Muddle.
The failed sandwich maker pulled out a chair and sat in it, still chewing.
Now what? Demanded Witch Macabre. How are we supposed to have a tea break if there's no tea?
We think we should call it a night and go home, don't we, Bag?
Said Witch Agglebag, stifling a yawn.
We certainly do, Ag, replied her twin, Witch Bag Aggle. We've got 2 cauldrons full of hot soup at home just waiting for us to soak our feet in. Can't go home, ruled Sour Muddle. Not until we've made a decision. Besides, I'm all right. I knew it was Pong Whiffy's turn to do the catering, so I brought my emergency thermos. Where is it, Snoop?